Good afternoon and welcome to The Joyous Journey, also known right now as Money Matters. We are here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain, getting ready to talk about some financing and, more importantly, real estate planning.
Yeah, I mean, part of the deal when it comes to finances, the hardest part is what the future is going to be, because we all want everything pretty instant now. So when you're looking at everything we deal with when it comes to news, information, I mean, TikTok does not have videos that last for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what sells people, right? And so it's hard to talk about long-term planning with anything that's going to be cool, to be honest with you. Like, it's just like, oh yeah, let's think about when we're old. And so, like, what we'll talk about today in looking at just like planning, it may not be so much us now, but kind of what inspires us. And so a lot of that will kind of wrap up towards the end, talking about like our parents and relatives and stuff like that. But just understanding, like, when you talk about estates, that usually insinuates like you have, I don't know, some big house on the ocean with like 80 acres and like an estate. And technically an estate is like what's in your pocket. It's like whatever you own. And so we'll just look at the fact that we can't all have like super cool Stanley cups in whatever color we want them to be. And then at the same time with our FOMO of we've got to have all this cool stuff now and then understand what the long run is too. So yeah, we'll look at that today and just like some comparison of back and forth of what we've got now and then how that pays off for the long run.
Definitely, definitely. Before we get too far into it, what is that question of the day today, you might ask? What flavor of gum is the best?
Yeah, I was thinking about this a little bit, and honestly, I don't even know if it exists anymore. I just remember there was this gum, this zebra gum. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Fun Stripes.
Fun Stripes, the zebra, exactly. The Fun Stripe, and like the flavor was super good and intense for what it was like 30 seconds.
Fruit Stripes.
Yeah, Fruit Stripes. That's it. You know what I'm talking about.
I loved them. That's mine, my mom's favorite because it has the tattoos. So for kids,
that's what I'm talking about, dude.
It's perfect.
Exactly. So all of a sudden you threw those on and you were gangster.
Yep.
Just like instant. You had the tattoos. Gum that did not last forever, so you just had to chew more. Obviously, like a sales ploy on their part. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Fruit Stripes, on success with that. Yeah, because that zebra was not a zebra. He was a Fruit Stripe zebra. So, yep, so I'm going to go with that just because that's got some additional one-on-one. I was going to go, honestly, at first, I was going to go with the old school baseball card bubble gum.
Oh,
that's like total trash that when it's like filthy. But yeah, I'm gonna go because like Big League Chew, you put that in your mouth and like act like you're all
sits there,
probably like just like
big star,
and waste your teeth out and makes dentists lots of money, but that's all right,
definitely.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with Fruit Stripes, that's what I'm going with today.
Have you heard of clove?
Oh, yeah. I was actually going to go there. So there was another one, cloves and blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
That was my mom right there because it was like a licorice flavor. And that was you. Oh. Like we were talking about licorice and I was like, yeah, that blackjack, that was licorice flavored gum.
Oh, I do not. I'm not a huge fan of
filthy.
I love red licorice.
Yeah.
Black licorice. Ooh.
No.
Too strong. Mm-mm. But did you actually know that clove was used back during the prohibition days? Like it skyrocketed in sales because it was used to hide the scent of alcohol.
I mean, could it still be used today, you think?
I've never seen it before, but someone commented I'm sure it's somewhere out there.
Yeah, it's I'm sure they got like throwback stores and all kind of vintage stuff that's got it in there. But yeah, it is. I have had it before. No. It is intense, and I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty young and I was not thinking about hiding alcohol at that stage. I was like wondering if I was gonna survive chewing that. It was like, it was pretty filthy, man. It's not as bad as the licorice gum though. That is, yeah, I don't understand how that's even fun. So
coming up next, we'll be getting into real estate planning.
You wouldn't buy a pair of pants with just one leg, so why settle for a radio station that plays only one kind of music? For true music variety, it's AFN The Eagle. We put our variety on one leg at a time.
We are here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain, getting ready to talk about estate planning. You want to give us a little bit of background on that?
Yeah, definitely. Like when you're looking at the future, we're looking at holistically whatever somebody is going to have long range for their life. Mm-hmm. And so your estate can include like a 401k, or for active duty guys, government TSP on that retirement. So that'd be, you know, like a employer matched something going in, can be your individual retirements account, could be real estate, could be a house that you buy, commercial property, whatever it is. It can be anything that you're going to have that will go into basically a big pot of what your net assets are worth. So basically, when we add it all up, it could be Pokemon cards. I mean, if you want to roll Pokemon cards, there are some things that can be worth a lot of money that you may be interested in that I'm not, right? So if you say, oh man, I got all these gold bars, like everybody says, like gold is really cool, but you can't take gold and go and spend it, right? And just go to the store. So that's why you have different kinds of assets. And then the estate is the long range version of that. And then how we deal with it in preparation for ourselves now. And then for a lot of us, it'll be kind of maybe our parents' estate and what they have, and then what that means and how that influences us.
Definitely. A little bit on that topic, gold, give me recommendations? Because, I mean, isn't gold a little bit cheaper here?
I mean, to the extent of what, especially the workmanship of what we can get, that cost will be much better here than if you have to get the majority of stuff in the States. Mm-hmm. But
would you recommend getting in here?
There, I mean, I think that you should always shop around. Like we've taught, so this is really good that you say that, because when you're talking about planning and then what you're going to do with it. So if I say, yeah, would you get some gold? I can tell you, yeah, go get some. And then you do. And then what are you going to do with it? And so that's the intention of what estate planning does, is say, all right, how do I deal with what I've got? And then what is my plan going to be to who gets it? So well, let's just say that you had, because you're successful, young, fantastic sailor of the century, and you get a fantastic bonus, awards, and all that kind of stuff, and you have $5 million, let's say, in your bank account, right? And then you get hit by a bus.
Oh.
What happens? See, just that instant, you're active duty, so you even get a fantastic SGLI payoff now. Now you've got an extra 500, and then depending on when and where, you got all this, but what happens to it? See, that's your estate, is whatever you got, whether that's your Pokemon cards, whether that is bank account or the gold bars you just ask about, is knowing what's going to happen with your stuff.
Yeah.
And so whatever stuff you got, whether that's gold for you, we'll go down and make a little journey to the gold city and maybe get you a fancy necklace and some chains to wear for the Navy ball, show it out, you know?
Yeah.
And then you say, now what am I going to do? Well, now you can use it for your investment. And so as you look and you see, like, hey, is it a good thing? It can be, just like a lot of other things of like, hey, I want to buy a car. Well, are you going to buy a car that's going to be within your means? Or are you going to buy a car that is, I mean, who doesn't want a G-Wagon? So you come rolling in a G-Wagon. I'm like, yeah, man. And then I say, like, what's your payment? And you go, man, it is so affordable. Like, it is like my entire 15th paycheck. And I was like, wow, really? Like, that sounds like a great idea for absolutely no one.
Yeah.
But understanding what your means are is going to be big in knowing where your long-term planning is for that estate. And so the big thing that we talk about first is basically who's got a will, who's got a power of attorney, so that if anything does happen to you, that you know where your stuff is going to go.
You're broke, busted, no cash flow until payday. Good thing AFM the Eagle is free. AFM the Eagle, serving America's best.
You're chilling with me and Mr. Patrick Underwood, personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. We're just talking a little bit about some different estates you could have, possibly gold, other stuff like that. What is step one, though?
So the easiest thing, and most everybody, when they come over here, they have an opportunity to do it. You want to make sure that you have a will to know who and where your stuff is going to go, so that somebody has control over it in case something happens to you. And then depending on who and how you are, like a power of attorney is another good thing. So some people, they'll leave their cars stateside, and then whoever they leave their car with, or however that is, there should be a power of attorney to deal with that kind of stuff. And so that is like a stepstone of what you're doing now. But what you want to look at is then the preparation of what your goal is. And so that's going to help you in the long run with what your estate is going to move into. And the great thing for us is that we've got RELSO. So you can go to the legal office and they can help you with all of that with no problem. And most of the time you can just email them and they'll send you a packet and be able to take care of all of that. So when you walk in, they'll have all of that kind of notary and stuff like that taken care of. And it's an important thing because you want to make sure that as you pivot at different times of your life. So there's one story that I hate telling because it's the reality of things. We had a fantastic sailor who was taking his soon to be wife. So like he was going to go to another country not far from here and have this romantic proposal at sunset kind of a thing, and had everything set up, and they got into a car accident. Obviously that wasn't planned, and he was in a coma. And the thing was, is that she was right there next to him, but she did not have any control over what was going on. His power of attorney, basically the next rights were with his parents in like Ohio. So they were literally communicating back and forth and asking her what the situation was. And they were the ones that were having to make the decision with the hospital. And so, of course, our guys, his command ended up getting, involved with it and everything like that. And you can't just magically make decisions anymore. So if he had intention from that point on for all of his stuff to go to his special somebody, like it wasn't going to, it was going to have to go to his parents. And so understanding what that means of like the big picture of planning, that as you make decisions in life, you want to know that the intention you have behind it is clearly communicated with people. So if you get your brand new G-Wagon and you come rolling in and I go, dude, I've always liked that color. You know, that's my favorite car. What are you doing? And then you put in there, like, I want Mr. Underwood to get my G-Wagon. Then I will get your G-Wagon because that's part of your estate and you've directed that as such. And that also allows that as you go in, you get older, get more established in whatever it is you want to, start a company, be a billionaire, be the president, whatever it is that your goal is in life, that your estate is then passed on to where you want it to be. And so that's the important thing, is you want to make sure that as you're planning, you know what your resources are. And like I said, for us, instead of having to go to like some estate planning lawyer, some big dude and have to pay all kinds of stuff, they can give you kind of the baby steps, your first steps of what you need at RELSO. They're a fantastic resource for all of our active duty guys.
And then what was the name, just one more time, make sure that we get that point across?
It's for your estate planning, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, and then that's going to take care of, over there, they've got like your last medical directive, they've got your power of attorneys, they've got your will and trust that they can take care of. And so those, that's the kind of like basic paperwork that you would literally have to pay thousands of dollars for, like on an outside civilian world, that you would now have that taken care of by RELSO. And more importantly, they can kind of tell you the specifics of exactly what you're doing, so you're not just like pulling stuff out of the air. They'll say like, are you sure you understand what's going on here? Because with the power of attorney, you could give me a general power of attorney that would then be able to control everything of your finances. But if you give me a specific power of attorney, that's just with the fact that I have the right to basically take care of your car while you're gone. And you're like, that's way different. You know, you want to know those specific things, and that's what they can help you out with.
That's really cool. Yeah. When is a good time, do you think, to start getting into that? Because, I mean, as a junior sailors, I mean, especially if you don't have a wife, no kids, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And that's honestly when most people don't think about anything. It's what we've talked about with TSP before. It's like, oh, what do I really care about retirement? I'm not going to retire anytime soon. So it's like everything else in life, the sooner you can actually start to process it, the better off you're going to be in the long run. Because we don't know what's going to happen in our life, the sooner we can start to plan for it. Even if it's small, those small decisions are going to make a big effect in the long run.
Listening to anything else is like kissing your sister. AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
We're here, Mr. Patrick Underwood still. We're just talking about estate planning. You know, when's a good time to start that? You know, because as junior sailors, I mean, me, myself, I'm a junior sailor. That is probably one of the last things on my mind.
Yeah, there's no, let's be honest, and nobody's trying to think about like when they're 60 or 70 right now. And like, that's so far away. Like, because to think about it, like, just, you know, I'm a numbers guy. Like, do the math about how many of your lifetimes it is before you even get there.
Yeah.
So you're this old and you're like, dude, times three, and I still am not even 80 yet. And you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. you sit there and go, that's so far away. And so the big thing when you say that is, more than anything else, the kind of reminder or the preparation is probably actually going to be our parents, mm-hmm. or maybe our grandparents. And so then you start to see what their estate planning is like. And that's where, unfortunately, a lot of families start to get like Jerry Springer and turn into people that you never even knew they were. And you're like, what are we doing here? And it's because of fighting over money or stuff, yeah. that people just didn't say what they wanted to do with it, right? And so there's different commercials or even songs and videos that like allude to it and stuff like that, of like, you know, you wish you were in the will, but that, like, the joke's on you kind of a thing. And you're like, oh man, T-Swizzle, you are spot on. And just kind of looking in like, I can't believe it. And obviously, like, sometimes you hear stories or whatever it is, but knowing what reality is of your family in that situation, there's one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that if there's poor planning, that can affect a lot more than just you.
Definitely.
And so when you start to see what's going on in your family, that estate planning actually usually is inspired by what's going on in your family. And knowing what people's intentions are. So like you talk about like, what's a will? It's actually what the person wants. Mm-hmm. What is your will? My will is that you have this, whatever that may be. And so that intention of what a person has for their directive, or even a medical directive, you know, like what they want in case something happens to them. Nobody wants to think about that kind of stuff. But then if you're going through it, it's too late. And so you want to know, again, what inspires us more often is our grandparents and parents. And you want to learn from those lessons and then say, OK, if this does happen to me, this is what I want to make sure goes on. And then more importantly, start to have those conversations with people. So know that if you're talking with your friends or your parents, your family and stuff like that. I remember like my mom and dad totally freaked me out, and they came in and said, here's a binder. This is what we want to happen when we die. And I was like, what the mess? Like, I'm looking at my calendar like, do you guys know this is happening? And they said, no, just in case when it does, you know what's gonna go on. And you just think about all of that kind of stuff of how is it gonna operate and what has to be done. And what estate planning does is just get us to understand that life is gonna happen, and we just wanna be as prepared as we can. And
Definitely.
So as we go on the journey and the adventures for all kinds of stuff, you know, we were just talking about traveling, going to Asia, seeing things that we've never seen before. It's like, we wanna have a plan, we wanna have a goal. And that is part of it, is just like, what's gonna happen with our stuff as we wanna get more stuff, because that's kind of the goal. Like, people joke, right? You know, he who has the most stuff still dies. It doesn't matter what you've got. If you want that to be passed on, I mean, imagine, what if you started a charity that was in your name, and there was a scholarship fund for people that just wanted to do radio work? And you're like, what? That doesn't even exist. And it's like, yeah, but it can now with your estate planning. And so knowing what that is, how that works, is a big deal.
Our music is so hot, you might break out in a sweat. AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
We're here, Mr. Patrick Underwood, just getting about ready to close out this segment of Money Matters. Any closing remarks about, you know, estate planning and getting all that stuff situated?
I mean, like everything else, when we talk about planning, the word takes care of itself. Mm-hmm. So that means that we've got to actually set aside a little bit of effort to plan and look and see what's going to be, what we hope will be ahead. And who knows, maybe we'll be a billionaire and have a whole different path than what we've got now. But knowing what it's going to take in every single one of those steps is a big deal. You can go to your CFSs and get some information. You can go to Fleet and Family, of course, for it. But Military OneSource, FinRed, I'm trying to think of like stuff that is easily accessible anytime. FinRed's got stuff on it. It's got an entire section that you can go to. And so that financial readiness is going to be there for you. And of course, just in the big picture of everything, just wanted to kind of build the bridge over with the future of, we had just had You know, Chiefs getting pinned this week and yeah. everybody getting promotion. And I think that that's a great thing. But we want to encourage that at whatever step you are, young Sailor Timmy or, you know, the Chief Sailor that's coming Josh in, Mo. That you're going to be at different stages. So just be ready as best you can and know that you got resources here to support you.
Definitely. I mean, one of the biggest emphasizers we like to do on Money Matters or just the radio in general, mm-hmm. preparation is key for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go into something just raw and uncensored or else you're going to come out and get spit out.
Well, and you lower your chances of success.
Yeah,
and so that's the big thing is we're just trying to give the people the education that we can so that they can make better decisions. And that's just going to be give you better odds of success.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Definitely.
It's been a pleasure. I will definitely have to start asking around about estate planning a little bit, you know, especially because I mean, obviously I want my parents to get majority of my money, but it would be nice to give some of my sisters and, you know, spread it out.
Yeah, giddy up, a little bit.
But make sure you guys go answer that question of the day on the AFM Bahrain Facebook page. And in about 5 minutes, we're going to have you news and sports highlights from the States. All right. Big week of football. A lot of teams won. A lot of teams lost.
Yep.
We'll get right into that right after Billionaire by Bruno Mars.